What is your most treasured memory from AT?
I would say probably, I mean, I really honestly have a lot.
Yeah.
My most treasured memory is probably the last night of my my first AT trip, which was to Yellowstone National Park.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Yellowstone trip. We all were sort of at this little campground, had all of our little camping chairs in a circle, sort of spent the evening there, and then laid out under the stars, and the sky was so beautiful. It was like the stars were so bright, and we really just got to like connect with all the friends we made on that trip. And yeah, that really was probably one of the best memories I have at AT, but probably in general.
Yeah.
In general, yeah. This is sort of like a quirky one.
Yeah.
A really fun memory I had was I was in Alaska, we had stopped at this I think it was like an RV campground.
Okay.
And we were there for like, I think it was just the night. We like filled up a bunch of water bottles and did like a, what we called like a backcountry hair salon. Southern hair.
Yes.
And I have like a picture of that. Like, it was so much fun. We washed some of the counselor's hair or the staff's hair. We washed each other. It was super fun.
That is amazing.
Really fun pictures from that.
Yes.
But lots of great memories in the backcountry as well. Mm-hmm. Sea kayaking on, I think it was Prince William Sound, I think. Walking through the towns of Whittier, Alaska.
Yeah.
When there was one day where we got done sea kayaking. And they let us sort of like go into the town a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we all like found this really cool restaurant to eat at. And it was so funny because we all walked into the restaurant like a little bit rugged. We had just spent time
yes.
in the industry, and I'm sure we got some looks, but it was
yes.
so fun to like sort of be in this community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yes.
in this community of kids your own age and counselors who are really care for you,
mm-hmm.
and you just kind of travel as like this cohesive spot.
I love that so much. How have the relationships you made at AT influenced the way that you connect with people today?
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm still in contact with some of AT friends.
Yeah.
I would say, the summer after my Alaska trip, we went out to Colorado to visit.
Oh, fun.
Visit some of those friends, and had just an amazing time. But, you know, aside from like the little trips that you get to do to visit some of your friends, honestly, like just being in a group setting where you're challenging yourself, pushing yourself to sort of physical, I don't want to say limitations, like to the extreme,
yeah.
you know, with a group of people that you're getting to, like, it really helps you get to know them, connect with them,
yeah.
you know, I think it really has just made me a much more confident person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's given me this ability to, connect with people that I maybe never thought I necessarily would.
Right.
Because we were from all around the country, from all different places. But I think, like, in the short term, it's given me some really good friends that, like, you know, I believe I'll always stay in contact with. And in the, I guess, grand scheme of things, it just really has showed me that, you know, connections like that could be made in such, you know, such cool settings.
Yeah. No, I think that was a wonderful answer. Can you describe a moment when you overcame a particular challenge and what it taught you?
Absolutely. One of our AT instructors had to tie herself to a tree using a rope, and then she had to individually guide us all across. Thin passage, and the drop off was like straight down and cold water. And so there was like that physical aspect of like, oh my gosh, I'm nervous, but she really like, I would say almost like emotionally prepared us all for it.
Right.
Like, hey, I've got you, you can do this, and this is what you do if, you think something's going to go wrong. She told us you ditch your pack, you basically let it go. And you get yourself across, right? It's like the priority.
Right.
We can replace the stuff. But it was like this really narrow passage that was like, we all were like a little bit nervous.
Right.
She ensured our physical safety, but at the same time, I think that there was like emotional or mental aspect of do this thing that looked impossible.
Right.
So difficult.
Right.
So I would say it really just, allowed me to, it gave me so much confidence in realizing what I was physically capable of. I really had never pushed my body to hike in extreme conditions.
Yeah.
It was crazy extreme, like dangerous.
But still.
there were these challenges that came up, and I was like, you really have to like mentally prepare yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think our instructors, did such a wonderful job physically ensuring our safety, but also mentally preparing us for some of the challenges we were to overcome.
Right. What surprised you most about yourself during an AT trip?
I think before I went on the trip, I was excited to go, but I also had like all of these doubts, Am I going to be able to keep up? Am I going to, feel out of place?
Right.
Am I going to, all of these different doubts that came up. And I guess when I got there, and I started, having all of these experiences and adventures, I was like, I really am capable physically and mentally of so much more than I ever envisioned.
And adventure
quest absolutely allowed me to see that in myself. And I also what surprised me about myself, honestly, is I think in a lot of settings with a bunch of high schoolers, you're kind of like am I gonna feel out of place, am I gonna
just those natural
I would say with such different personalities, our group became so like whole, what I mean?
Yeah.
We had, kids that probably would have been more of like the math nerds, the athletic football players.
Right.
Really all became so close. And I think that there's very few settings that kind of situation can happen.
Yeah.
Big part of that, honestly, was our instructors.
Wow, yes.
Yeah, they were so like instrumental in like building community.
Yeah.
And they were like the perfect blend between like a friend but also like a role model.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it didn't feel like you're too much of like friends, because then you're not gonna wanna, listen and follow.
Of course.
It,
right.
It was like a perfect blend.
So this is kind of a fun one. What did you value most about AT traditions? So like evening meeting, hat presentations, plus Delta, Iron Chef, things of that nature.
Ooh, I loved the hat ceremony.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't a ceremony, but like when they would give out the hat.
Yes.
I loved so much how personal the staff made, the instructors made it. And going back to like the community aspects of things, like how happy everyone was when they would get their hat for each other.
Right.
We would get the hats, and then it would be like you get to join this cool little club that eventually everyone's part of.
Right.
And I also remember that like oftentimes the instructor that would give you your hat was one that was like, you maybe connected with like a little bit more. And I just think, like, I think the fact that adventure trips makes things so personal to each individual kid.
Right.
You know, a lot of these, like, backpacking companies, you see, oh, it's, you know, these big groups for these, you know, it just feels different.
Yeah.
Whereas AP kind of, you know, another thing they do, sorry, this is a little off track.
So no, like, no.
You break up the...
Yeah.
If there's like 12 kids in total, they'll take 6 on one backpacking trip,
mm-hmm.
and 6 on another. You know, so you really get the chance to like connect with the kids and the staff. And so it makes those hat ceremonies and things like more personal, you know,
right.
They know you involved. You have, you know, long hours to talk and learn about one another. Mm-hmm. So I just think that's really cool. I would say 100% Adventure Trek set me up for what I want to do the rest of my life.
Wow.
You know, after Adventure Trek, I went on to get my wilderness first aid certification.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was like, I've always just been like, from there, like my passion for like outdoor, you know, backpacking sort of came into play. I actually, you know, I have a secondary or primary path in like psychology, and I actually
Wow.
worked in the field.
Awesome. Yeah, that is awesome.
And because of adventure treks, I really have tried to like combine those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I left adventure treks the next summer, I worked at a camp for kids with behavioral disorders.
Yeah.
And the group that I ran was, you know, for preparation and outdoor cooking.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I work in, like I said, I work in the field now. I work at a long-term treatment facility.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll oftentimes bring in like outdoor, you know, basic first aid training and all of these things. And I'll try to sort of incorporate, especially in my free time, lots of what I try to do is like outdoor backpacking stuff.
Yeah.
In my work, I try to include things I learn.
Oh, I just think that is the coolest thing ever. So you kind of just answered the next question, but what I have is, what life skills or lessons did you learn at AT that you still use today? And so it's just awesome that you jumped right into that. Can you tell me more just about like the, I guess, implementations, like more specifically?
Yeah. So I would say a really big thing, you know, that Adventure Trek taught me was like, how to communicate effectively.
Yeah.
And again, not that I couldn't communicate.
Of course.
When you're in sort of pressured situations, mm-hmm. right? When you're dealing with, you know, weather conditions.
Yeah.
Or
just high intensity.
You kind of have to continuously communicate with a team.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to show like leadership. In my role now, I actually run a behavioral health unit, so I'm a unit lead.
Wow.
And, you know, interestingly, I feel like there's been so much, you know, connection there where, like, that was sort of the first experience I had, you know, showing, like, real leadership skills, you know, out in the wilderness. And it's one of those things where it's like, if you can communicate effectively in the wilderness, in the backcountry, and show leadership skills.
Right.
Well, you can do it anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like those skills really translated.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
They like, to sort of like summarize it, like the two biggest skills I probably learned was like communicating with a team,
mm-hmm.
leadership, but at the same time, like also, you know, has pushed my passion for the outdoors, you know what I mean? So they're sort of like, there's multiple areas of my life where I've seen adventure treks show up.
Wow. Yeah. That's so cool to me. So this is the last question I have, but why would you recommend AT to a teenager today?
You know, that's such a great question. I think it's hard to answer because there's like so many reasons
to
recommend it. You know what I mean? I think the reality is, I think adventure treks could be a great experience for anyone.
Right.
You know? Whether you're, you know, get more experience in the wilderness, whether you want to challenge yourself physically, whether you want to, you know, grow socially, You know, I think it really, like, it brings in so many, like, key aspects of, like, development and growth.
Yeah.
You know, in so many ways. So it's hard to pinpoint just, like, one reason why I would say, like, yeah, go do it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the big thing is, like, Adventure Touch for me, like, very much, you know, at the time and even afterwards felt, like, very family-oriented and community-oriented. You know, and I feel like getting the chance to, like, see a part of that and see that that's out there was, you know, amazing. But to still me that, like, I could be so close so quickly with a group of people from, you know, from all over, you know, and form these connections like no other I ever had, like a once-in-a-lifetime experience, you know what I mean?
For
like,
sure.
I don't think that there's very many experiences that we have where you're put in the middle of nowhere in this beautiful place and you basically get to, like, live and hike and camp and swim and do all of these amazing things with, you know, your peers that you grow to see as your family.
For
you
sure.
Know?
Yeah. No, I feel like that's so, like, meaningful and just very unique in the way that, like you said, there's very slim opportunities to be in a situation like that.
For me personally, it was just very, like, inspirational to get to see how this, like, the structure sort of function.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how to say this, but, like, their you know, their mentorship really absolutely motivated me to want to, like, go forward and, like, mentor other kids. You know, for me that looks like mentoring them in, like, a mental health setting,
right?
You know, but, and I know AT is, you know, not a therapy oriented program by any means,
for sure. Yes,
but there was so much, like, and I would say it's like a personal growth and development type place. I was just so inspired by all of our instructors. There wasn't a single instructor that I didn't, you know, get along with or like, you know. And it inspired me to go forward and to you know, be like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I loved every single one of your answers.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.